With 88.9 WLRY Radio for live news, I'm Mike O'Reilly. The Ohio Secretary of State is warning that President Joe Biden won't make it on the general election ballot in Ohio unless a state law is changed or the Democratic National Convention meets earlier. The Secretary of State's office sent a letter to the Ohio Democratic Party alerting them to the issue. The Democratic National Convention meets August 19th to nominate its candidate for president. But Ohio law sets a deadline of August 7th to certify presidential candidates for the November ballot. The convention could meet earlier, which is unlikely given the planning and logistics, or the Ohio General Assembly could pass legislation by May 9th that grants a waiver. Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care announced this week it has purchased a building at 1319 East Main Street in Lancaster in order to expand its care services by opening a clinic specifically designed for palliative patients. Palliative care focuses on providing relief from the symptoms and stress of a serious illness while enhancing the quality of life for patients and families. To learn more about Fairhope Hospice and palliative care, you can visit fairhopehospice.org or find them on Facebook. The Ohio Senate recently adopted two resolutions that support our nation's military heroes. Senate Concurrent Resolution 8 urges the federal government to reduce the wait time for processing veterans' disability claims. And Senate Concurrent Resolution 9 urges the U.S. Congress to prioritize comprehensive mental health services for active duty military members and veterans. Suicide rates among active duty military members are at an all-time high since September 11, 2001. Both resolutions were adopted by the Ohio Senate unanimously and will next be considered by the Ohio House of Representatives. With 88.9 WLRY Radio for Life News, I'm Mike O'Reilly.